Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Suspicious readers might like to know that all of us, on every side, have moments of hallucination in which bizarre scenarios surface and linger and don't want to evaporate. The ghosts of Christmas future assailed us this past week because, while some of it sounds unlikely, we know that historically is possible, and in this case may even be probable. We think we can see the direction of Mr. Trump's ambition at last. More than simply bombing tall buildings the world over, or confusing allies stuck in a thicket of perplexity, more than wiping from the U.S.'s historical record traces of nearly every other president in favor of, quote, our favorite president, me, dear one really does want to be the only, the single, the most powerful dear one in the world. This means he's out to eclipse not just Hillary and Barack, but more importantly, Vladimir, Kim, and Xi, and any others of international significance. In future, in his imagination, the world will have one unimpeachable honcho who calls the shots in trade, finance, national politics, international diplomacy, the Mideast, environmental controls, exchange rates, deficit spending, personal magnetism. He's not praising Putin for nothing. He's studying how to be Putin. Here's one way, no doubt among many others, he can achieve his goal. First, by securing his base. It's not growing in numbers, but rather in fervor. As so many others have noted, the people who voted for him in the main would so again. In fact, they're more rabid in his behalf than before. This is largely due to the brilliance of Trump's campaign to weaken the value of our governmental institutions, making his base distrust them more, disbelieve in them, see only one man at the top in whom they can believe. After all, if the American way of life is rigged, and the Donald seems firmly to believe this and able to convince his legions that it's so, the pillars of our way of life begin to crack and crumble. That he himself is handling the jackhammer seems not to have been noticed by his fans. He is more godlike to them than ever before, more put upon, more embattled by the hordes of fake news practitioners. Second, to divide further an already fractured nation is not difficult. His cabinet appointments, his failure in health care, his sparkling new tax plan, his continued ignorance of how to help Puerto Rico, his insistent warning about them, meaning immigrants, all these wedges tear apart the cloth of a once smooth, if flawed, national fabric. As the divisions and disappointments grow, none of them laid at his door, our population shatters into bubbles of angry opinion and equally angry and bellicose citizens. If this continues, combined with his evident sympathy for right-wing miscreants, divisions will break further open until that one fatal shot is fired. That's really all it will take. One shot. The trigger that's pulled will be an I told you so. The final straw. The camel's back won't break. It will stiffen and pull at its tether, eager to gallop into battle at last with the forces that oppose dear one. When the second shot is fired or returned, we get martial law. National guards come out to play. Police departments get to haul out their secondhand military weaponry. Neighborhoods are torched. Freeways are blocked by thousands of angry Trumpies or an equal number of Black Lives Matter or Me Toos. In their wake, trailing elderly, unhealthy, and uninsured citizens, not to mention the poor. The declaration of martial law comes perhaps in May or June. The 2018 election cycle is afoot. Dear One explains as only he can that this state of clamping down on evildoers will last only for a short time until, quote, he can figure out what the hell is happening. a month or two passes without Com returning to the countryside or to urban climes. And Congress, embroiled as it is in saving its own collective skin, does not object when Dearwin suggests that perhaps if the election were postponed for a month or so, life would return to its usual and familiar outlines. Many good people are relieved. Anything to stop the killing. What's a month or even 6 weeks? We know, as you do, that that month or so expands to fill the space allotted to it, which could mean, as it did in India, in Egypt, Syria, and Libya, years. If dear one's putative physical next month happens to be rife with signs of health and long life, there is no reason to imagine dear one's retirement and his willing return to the status of private citizen. Now, in this movie, dear one can continue to pack the courts. We are still a nation of laws, he says. He's free to put boots on the ground wherever he wishes, or better yet, to withdraw them. This is called America First, and his followers delight in it. He can overwhelm NATO and please the Russians by removing NATO troops that seem to threaten Mr. Putin. Quid pro quo, Mr. Putin sees the gangster before him and recognizes his help, his ambition, his plans, now turning to Chairman Xi. What about us, the old-fashioned American citizen? Well, to be honest, that personage never appealed much to dear one to begin with, but for one small character flaw, our desire to be left alone to earn as much money as possible with the fewest restrictions on our action. Politicians, our representatives, are so embroiled in their own partisanship that to take dear one down and return the nation to its status as a peaceful republic simply doesn't cross their minds. Besides, they have their own fish to fry, their own fortunes to protect. Since this is all make-believe, we won't try your patiences with coronation scenes. Enough to imagine a dynasty committed to its own longevity and to its own tools for assuring that. There is one hope. Alas, we can't know whence or when it comes, but maybe in the wheat fields of flyover country, Spartacus arises. Happy New Year. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.